the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, podcasters. Weekly podcasters, because we've downsized but upped the quality.
Could be the last podcast episode for a little bit, though.
It will be, yeah.
We're both going away on holiday. I've got 3 weeks. You've got 2.5. Mm-hmm. So it may be late Feb before the next episode comes through. Luckily, today's a doozy, though. Really proud of a lot of stuff that we've done this week. Fun phone topics, really cool stories, and the Mulaney Icebox thing, which we're about to hopefully play you.
Yep, you'll hear all about how that went down.
It's great for Sunny Coast locals. Like, if you are from the Sunny Coast, you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going to get more out of it than anywhere else in the world. So there's a place called Mulaney.
You'll hear it.
Don't explain it. No, we explain
it like 10 times in this podcast.
Just raw dog it and play the podcast.
Well, I wouldn't have said raw dog, but go for it.
Raw dog.
We are, taking a bit of a break. You're off to Egypt.
And you're all going to be skiing in the snow in Japan.
Yeah, and sunning myself in Thailand. I've got...
Oh, so you're going to be super tan in the snow.
Yeah.
Great.
That's the dream. I'm thinking maybe
that's
take
the
10.
Dream. Is that the dream? I want to look great in a climate where I have to cover up.
Well, I'm thinking, do I fake tan before Thailand? So then I rock the bikini from the get-go?
I don't care how you rock the bikini. Cool. You're like my sister.
All right. Well, I've got a girls' night tonight, so I'll ask them. They'll give me better advice.
I think you should, because you want to look good on a holiday. Yeah. You want to feel good on a holiday.
And I'm going to be eating heaps.
Totally.
You know? So anything you can do to...
One thing you're excited to eat. While you're there.
Okonomiyaki.
Nice.
In Japan. I love it. You?
Because I'm going to Egypt for 10 days. Mm-hmm. My mate says they might serve things like dried crickets. Like fried crickets.
Yeah. Eat something squirrely.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be. I haven't done much research on Egyptian food.
No.
But I'm wanting something really weird like crickets.
Okay.
I might just try one. I don't think I'll eat more than that.
Can you bring me back some Egyptian snacks?
Yeah, what sort of stuff do you want? Pyramid bars and stuff?
Yeah, like that'd be great. Rose, I'll bring you back Japanese ones. You bring me back those ones.
Enjoy the show, guys.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Going over to Canada, Saskatchewan, Canada. Thank you very much.
We love a Saskatchewan story.
It's our favourite place in Canada. I think we've done 2 or 3 Saskatchewan, Canada stories so far in this show. So the police station over there obviously takes a lot of 911 calls for emergency. Mm-hmm. They're 000 equivalent, 911 over there. However, they have shared a top 10 list with their Instagram followers. It's been seen by over 100,000 people already in less than a day. Like, it's going berserk because normally they're a police station. They're not getting many views on videos. This one is going crazy. Top 10 of things that they've had people call 911 for that really weren't an emergency.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. I'm so scared to ever have to call 000. I don't think ever have.
Well, you'll know when you have to.
Right?
Because it's going to be bad. Someone will have hurt themselves or something. And you know what? I'll call an ambulance.
Yeah, well, not according to these people. Should we have a listen to some of the reasons?
These are so funny.
A frustrated individual called to complain that their parents were forcing them to clean their room.
I get that a bit, to be honest.
Imagine that call. Oh, who would you like to speak to? Oh, the police. Oh, okay, what's the reason? Oh, my parents are making me clean my room. Is there anything you can do about it?
Is that better or worse than this one?
A concerned individual called 911 to ask for help to unlock their cell phone.
My question is, how'd they call 911 if their phone was locked?
Oh, fair. Well, you know, because you can do the emergency call.
Actually, that happened to me in Kmart the other day.
Did you accidentally call?
I was holding something.
No.
And my Apple Watch, if you hold down the side,
it's
like, call emergency services, and it starts calling them, but... I hung up in time.
Oh, good. So they pick up. Hello?
Sorry, I'm just in Kmart.
Prank
Don't worry
call.
About me.
Good. Good to know that was you. Also, is that person that called through that couldn't unlock their smartphone related to me? Because I've got a couple of people in my family that could do that.
Yep, fair. What about this one?
911 dispatchers received a call for a person having trouble with their washing machine.
Oh, I get that as well. I'm having trouble with my washing machine at the moment. We've got mold in it. Don't know how to get it out.
Mold? In the barrel?
I don't know. There's just specks of mold floating around. We don't know where they're coming from.
You are so gross. You're so gross. Have you pulled out the washing machine from the wall? It could be in the back.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
That should have been point one. So you've been made aware that there's a mold issue.
Yeah, only on the weekend.
What have you done to fix the issue?
Googled can someone come and clean my washing machine?
Oh, God, you are ridiculous. You're nothing but consistent, though.
So true.
You know.
This has just given me a hack. I should just...
911 dispatchers received a call for a person having trouble with their washing machine.
000, I'm coming for
no,
you.
No, we don't condone that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sabrina Carpenter, please, please, please on CFM. Hi, we're Ellie and Taz.
She just didn't want to be embarrassed by her boyfriend, and then he went off and embarrassed her. Thanks, Barry.
Oh.
Yeah, he cheated on her. That whole song is about don't cheat on me, and then he goes and cheats on me.
Dirty dog. Didn't she release that song before he cheated on her?
Yeah, massively.
Oh.
It's like she predicted it. Yeah.
Oh, I've been there. Ladies, am I right? When your gut's off.
Yeah.
Your gut's off.
Did you also release a world number one song about it?
No.
Been there, am I right?
But
ladies?
I should have. I could have come up with gold.
Sabrina Carpenter sounds a lot better than Ellie Chaney.
Nah. What about E-Chain.
E-Chain.
Hey, on Friday's show, we were talking about how hot it was because we were in the tail end of the heat wave, which hasn't seemed to end, by the way. And we got an interesting call from Sarah telling us about something that we knew nothing about. Have a listen.
We used to drive up near that big, I don't remember what it's called now, but it's up in the hinterland and it's got like a real cold spot on the road as you go past the mountain.
It's
a thing. It's a thing. You go past Landsborough and you go up the hill heading towards like Mount Mullaney, I think.
Yeah.
And there's like a shoulder on the road and your car thermometer literally drops like 5 degrees as you drive past it.
Oh, we are testing this out next week, Sarah.
Yeah,
I've never heard of this. I've grown up here on the sunny coast, never heard of this cold spot on the road.
No. It's a thing. Ask anyone from Mullaney and you'll hear about it.
So that's what we want to do, Taz.
Yeah.
We want to find this cold spot.
545-11919. Need your help here. Sunny Coast and especially Mullaney residents. I'm looking on the map. I know the road really well, the Landsborough-Mullaney Road.
Mm-hmm.
Driven it a whole heap, but I've never paid attention to the outside temp.
Mm.
I'm not looking at that. 24/7.
What? You're right. Like who discovered that? Because no one's looking at their car thermometer 24/7.
No, totally. So where's the cold spot? Do you know? Can you pinpoint it for us? Because we want to go there in the next couple of days.
Ben from Biwa. Hello.
How you going, guys?
Good, bud. Can you shed some light on this for us?
So if you go up the range, and it is called the Ice Box, from Landsborough up towards Mullaney.
Yeah.
As you get to the top of the range, it goes very dark. You've got the like hillside on the right-hand side and then trees on the left. That's part of the ice box.
Yes, I know.
I never actually checked the temperature going through there, but that's where the ice box is. So I'm assuming that's where you guys are looking for.
Right. Okay. And how has it been drawn to your attention, Benny?
Just from what you guys were saying, I know the area quite well. I've been in the area for a long time. And, yeah, that's where I've heard the ice box mentioned many a time.
Okay, all right.
So good.
Thank you for helping us out because we do want to go find it.
We've labelled you in our system, Ben, as Ben the Icebox Man. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine, guys. You
love
can
it.
Also put me in as the mould fixer-upper if you want.
Mould fixer-upper?
Oh, hang on.
Your washing machine, mate.
Really?
So 10 minutes ago, Ellie described the fact that she's got weird bits of mould popping up in her washing machine because she's an absolute grub. And her housemate that's just moved in, he's loving it. He's finally found a place to live and he's found this room and he goes, why is the rent so cheap? Oh, your clothes get mould on them every time they get washed.
How do I fix it, Ben? What's the deal?
So I've heard like white vinegar in with your wash. Most washing machines will have a drum clean. So if you just chuck a litre or two of vinegar in with your washing machine, that should get rid of all your mould on a... washing machine drum wash.
A litre or two. Just pour it in the big tub.
Yeah, just pour it in the drum. Yeah, just in the tub. Chuck it on a hot wash. Or if you haven't got a drum clean option, and go from there.
Thank you, sir. Honestly, I love my drum. Yeah, Ben, you're the best. Icebox man, washing machine man. You've got it all. You wear many hats.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Love it, Ben.
You're a legend. Thank you. God, now I'm going to have clean clothes. How great. But back to the icebox,
Back to
Taz.
The icebox, yes. We've also got Josh from Watala who's given us a call as well. Joshy, do you know exactly where we're talking about, mate?
There you go, guys. It's
there he
first
is.
Time on air with you.
Oh, welcome. Great to have you with
yeah,
us.
Welcome. Yeah, I've only just moved from the Gympie about 4 years ago, and yeah, I've been loving you on the way to work and stuff. Good laugh.
Oh, great.
I've got to tell you, the P Chester range.
Okay.
Just up from Landsborough, and it goes through Landsborough.
Yeah.
And instead of going up Mullaney, you go up through Beerwa, and then you turn from Beerwa,
yeah.
And then you go up through P Chester Range, man. That is the icebox. That is cold up there, 100%. Like, I've only just moved to the coast. I'm not too sure being a local, like 4 years, you know, new. But I'm telling you, P Chester Range, man, it's weavy, and you go up through the mountains, man, and then you end up in Ellenbar.
Yes.
Yeah,
you go
right.
Through Ellen Bar and then, through Ellen Bar and then through P Chester and that range, man, that is ice cold, 100%.
This is the first time you've called our show, but I love it. Your energy is great and now we're going to P Chester as well.
I love your energy, isn't it? It's awesome. Yeah,
we'll,
wicked.
We'll have you on again, Joshy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love it, mate. Yes, please. I'd love it.
All right.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, Joshy, just quickly.
Well, good to talk to you, Zay.
What's up? Don't wrap us up, Josh, all right? We're in charge of this conversation.
We do need to get to the song. Yeah. But, I mean, can we...
Okay, what do we think? The Mullaney...
I don't like our mouldy clothes, by the way. Bloody hell. Jesus Christ. I don't think vinegar will fix that problem. Bloody hell. I reckon that's a bin job.
We just become talk back. What is happening?
I don't know. It's so good.
Jesus.
Oh, you're a legend, Joshy.
I got no questions.
Okay, good. Do you know what? Yeah. We've got to get a song on. It's been too long. This is CFM, Ellie and Taz.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sunny Coast, if you woke up this morning and you went, I wonder if Ellie's thighs are strong enough to crush a watermelon. Well,
there's something wrong with you. You shouldn't be thinking that.
Fair call.
You creep.
Fair call. Well, we're here to answer your question, you creep. Okay? Because a lady, I think she's over in Turkey, she's actually beaten the world record for most watermelons crushed with your thighs in 1 minute. Mm. We were watching the video earlier on. And you got a little cocky.
She's strong, for sure. But I work out. I'm stronger.
We wondered how hard it would be.
Yeah.
We thought, okay. Is this something that an every person can do? It just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Her world record, she crushed 5. So it takes her a good 10 seconds to kind of get into the zone.
Yeah, she kind of locks
watermelon.
Her feet together.
Yeah, and does like this weird move. Ellie's been studying the video. She's having to wipe down between watermelons too. So there's obviously a slip factor that you need.
Should I be concerned that you haven't had enough faith in me to bring me a towel or like a tarp to lay down?
Yeah.
Because you don't think...
Nothing's happening. I'm so confident that you're not going to crush a watermelon. I've said I'll clean up whatever mess you make.
Good. You'd better.
I'll do it.
You'd better because I'm going to do it.
I will.
Just
okay,
you wait.
Well, there's your watermelon. You've gone all the way out to Aldi today to get your watermelon.
Okay. I'm playing some Fruit Ninja in the background.
Okay, yeah,
just
perfect.
To get me in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it. Okay, so we've got a mic down there for you. Watermelon's ready to go. I think that's like a 9 or 10 kg watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Whoa, jeez, it's heavy.
Into the microphone if you can.
It's like a medicine ball.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. All right, now the camera's going to just have to be careful because I'm wearing shorts and they might not be the
Yeah, but the watermelon's in the way though.
Yeah, true. Okay.
It's all right. Our digital team will edit out anything.
All right, so she locked her feet around.
Gee, look at the monstrous tree trunks on you, Chaney.
I've laced my feet together.
Yes.
Like a crisscrossy situation.
Yep.
And now I'm going to squeeze.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows.
Yep. Here we go.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Ooh. Nah. How? Ooh.
Some juice came out.
Some juice came out. No. From you or from the melon?
Some juice came, not from me, you sicko.
What?
From the melon. I felt it going. I reckon I could do it. Hold on, give me a
How much longer do you need? Because we've been chatting about it now for a couple of minutes.
Is the Fruit Ninja music still playing?
The Fruit Ninja music still playing. You have until the end of the music.
Okay, all right.
Come on. I mean, don't break anything a day or two before going on holiday. You're about to go to Japan to ski.
Okay. I'm mixing up. Hold on. I'm just going to try sitting on it and see if that does it.
Last chance.
Something went. Something definitely cracked. I don't know if I want to keep trying this.
Look, if you want to see the video of it instead of just listening, Sunny Coast, it'll be up on our Instagram. Emma, how long is that going to take for you to edit all of the boring... Oh, no. Emma says it might take days to
edit. Did
she say
it's not good content?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
545-11919 Sunny Coast, what's your loose claim to fame? Because we want to give away a $50 deluxe gift card. Can be spent on places like Peter Alexander, Just Jeans, Sports Girl, BCF, Rebel, Cotton On. The list goes on. There's a huge list of like 50 to 100 different places you can spend it. The $50 gift card could be yours because my girlfriend said, oh, I know fitness influencer Steph Claire Smith.
Great.
And I went, oh, cool. She goes, oh, actually, I don't really. I got a bit of a connection to her. Have a listen to the connection. I had to write it down. It was so bad. Apparently, Steph Claire Smith's partner's younger sister used to be friends with a family who knew of someone who my girlfriend worked with one time. That's her claim to fame. She goes, yeah, I got a connection to Steph Claire Smith. That's not a connection. That's too loose.
It's so far from a connection. Like, and the fact, like, Steph Claire Smith, very famous. She's got, like, a million followers or something on Instagram.
Yep.
But she's no Beyonce.
No.
You know, like,
or the
I
Queen.
Could imagine you doing that with Beyonce, maybe.
Yeah. Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, I met her once, or I saw someone who then knew of her. No. This is what? Like going, oh, like, the janitor there used to date someone who then, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I went to school with a girl for 18 months. Mm-hmm. And she kissed Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good. The looser the better, though. Let's go to your calls. Let's go 545-11919.
Leanne's in Palmwoods. Leanne, what's your loose claim to fame?
Loose claim to fame is Grant Denyer.
Oh, here we go. Right. What's the connection?
An Aussie, too. So close friends, the wife's sister is married to Grant Denyer. I myself have not had a chance to meet him, but my son did when they went holidaying with the family and they went out on the yacht.
Oh. All right. So
hang
on.
So the connection is... So, Leanne, you've got a friend whose wife...
A family. Family friend.
Family. So, Leanne, don't make it don't make it a tighter connection, Leanne. We want it as loose as possible. So, Leanne has a friend whose wife's sister... is married to...
Shezzy.
To Grant.
Grant's wife. Shezzy Denyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you haven't yet met him, but your son has. Okay. That is quite a loose claim.
The
I love it. We've set the bar very low, but that's where we want it, Leanne. Hey, you're in the draw for that $50 deluxe gift card as well. Good luck.
Amazing. Thank
you. All right. Let's go to Alana and Maddie. Hi, guys.
We know four loosely people.
Okay, hit us with the one, Mads.
Okay, so my one that I met Harry Grant at my school.
Harry Grant.
Oh, that's a straight connection to
the
famous person.
Don't say names.
One of my teacher is dating him, so we're like besties.
Wow. Oh, that's an in.
That's very cool.
There you go. All right.
What
good
a
little
connection.
Scoop. I know. Harry Grant has a Sunny Coast based girlfriend.
Go Queensland.
Oh, exclusive. All right. Let's go to Maddie in Maroochydore. Maddie, tell us, how loose is your claim to fame?
Well, I wouldn't call it loose at all. I'd say it's a full claim to fame. But I got to meet you and Tazzy.
Waiting for this.
There's always
one. See, you guys think, oh, whatever. But I fan crush over you guys so much. You keep me going. You're like the friends on the Friends show that I never had. Which is so lame, but...
Hang on, so we've got Rachel over there. That's Ellie,
isn't
Rachel?
Am I Rachel?
Yeah, you're Rachel.
That's the dream.
And I'm, unfortunately...
You're Ross.
Yeah. He's my favourite, though.
I knew you were going to say that. That's so correct. But I still have your chain, Tazzy, in my cupboard.
Excuse me?
What? What? Sorry?
You gave me the gold chain. I met you guys probably at
Yarrabee Friday, and we gave you the giant $ gold chain.
I still have it, yes. Oh.
I am so glad you explained that, because I'm thinking...
I'm yet to make a collage on my wall with all the photos.
Oh, I was worried Taz was chaining up our listeners. I'm like, that's... That's not okay.
And then getting them to call us and compliment, compliment us.
Love you, Maddie. Thanks for your call.
I love you guys too.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Sunny Coast's hit music station.
I'll play all the hits.
CFM.
Ellie is expanding. She's got a side hustle on the way. If you want to check out what it's all about, elliechaney.com.au, if you can find it, because it is very hidden, that website. Even though I've given you the URL, you type it in, it doesn't always come up.
Yes.
It's tough.
That's okay, but that's okay because it has got me a job. We've been talking about it over the last couple of weeks. It's with an American company doing voice acting.
Okay. We've had to get you to practice. You were doing a lot of oohs, ahs, yeah, you know, owls, that sort of thing.
Ultimately, my job is to dub a video that already exists,
yep,
in an Australian accent and be an Australian
classic
actor.
Just like those cleaning ads on TV where you go, that's not their real voice.
Right. Now, I have no experience in the acting world, really, apart from doing it at school.
Mm-hmm.
And these storylines are quite dramatic.
Okay.
The other day I thought I'd submitted all my parts because I was kind of like the, you know, a few lines here and there. Yep. And then they emailed me on the weekend and were like, hey, our lead, we can't use her files, so we're going to need you to be the lead.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, I knew it. My day has come. I'm here getting promoted already.
The limelight. You love it.
The problem is these are so dramatic and I was reading the scripts and I was like, oh, God. I'm going to have to really act my socks off here.
Okay, so what's the synopsis of the film?
Okay, thanks for asking. It's about a girl named Nora.
Yeah.
And basically she's...
You play Nora?
She's had a rough... I'm playing Nora. She's had a rough trot.
What a treat.
But not only am I playing Nora the adult, but there's also some flashback scenes to Nora the child. And guess what? I'm playing them both.
Wow. Okay.
So in one of them, I have to sound like I'm 8 years old. I've got a bit of the audio.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready. Is this the finished product that you've sent away?
Yeah. I'm actually, like, embarrassed to play this. I'm so embarrassed. Here's...
Okay.
This is the opening line of the whole thing when I'm young Nora. Please, Mum, wake up. Daddy brought this lady home again. She's in his room right now.
Oh my gosh.
Told you it was dramatic.
That's dramatic.
Do you think I sound 8?
Yeah. There's some emotion in there. It's hard to listen to.
This is what I... Oh, wait, that's...
Is there going to be visuals with this or is it an audiobook?
Yeah, no, there's visuals.
Okay.
So there's a little girl who's already been played young Nora.
Yes.
And then I'm just being her voice.
Yeah.
There's a scene where young Nora's crying. Do you want to hear a bit of that?
Oh,
yeah, I told
so
you.
Sad.
It's dramatic
this
as.
This is going to be hard to listen to.
Please. Don't go. Mother. Don't go. I need you. Thoughts?
I mean, it's good acting.
Any notes?
It's good acting.
Is it?
But it's moving. It's sad.
Oh, okay.
Is there any happy parts?
No. It's like a Bold and the Beautiful type plot.
Right.
Then I grow up and I become grown up Nora.
Okay. So now you're just not putting on a voice. You're just going to be Ellie Chaney.
Yeah. But I've still got to act, Tazzy, because it's dramatic.
Oh,
like
right.
At one stage, I get really angry. You ready for that?
Oh, what?
My father should have left you and your mother in the gutter where he found you. Can you hear me?
Oh. In the gutter. And there was some real spit behind that one.
Then at one stage, she pulls out a gun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You want to hear Nora pulling out a gun?
Yeah. Well.
Get to the wall. Stay back. Don't move. Hey, you, get to the wall. Keep talking, Doctor.
Get to the chopper. Hey, you, there, yes, you, yes. You need to get to the wall.
Whoa. I mean, actually, I'm complimented. If you're comparing my acting chops to Arnie's.
Yeah, but he was known for not really acting.
Yeah, true.
He was known for his muscles. I think I want to see it.
You want to see the movie? Have I just sold you?
Is this coming to cinemas?
No. Okay. There's an app. If it comes to to cinemas, I am upping my rate. I tell you that much.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yesterday we talked about a Canadian police station that have released a top 10 calls that were made to 911 last year that really shouldn't have been made to the emergency services. And we got through about half of them. We've got some more to get through this afternoon. These are actually crazy to think that there are real people out there calling the emergency line, taking up that precious space to ask just stupid stuff.
Also, wouldn't it be the most stressful job in the world being a dispatch caller?
You have to know so much.
Right?
Because you have to often do a lot of help over the phone before the emergency services get there.
Yeah.
Not just send the people. You're not just the middleman.
No.
Often you're the first person on the scene that has any sort of knowledge.
Exactly.
And you're trying to teach, you're trying to calm them down.
Right, and to think there's people wasting their time with calls like this.
The caller advised that their cat was being mean to them.
Hang on, can we hear that one again?
The caller advised that their cat was being mean to them.
My cat's being mean to me.
Who's calling 911 for that? What do you
cats
mean?
Cats can be really mean.
Cats.
And they, I mean, they're almost worth the call.
Well, I got a complaint in my radio career once because I said I wasn't a cat person.
What did you say
so
about cats?
I just
cats?
Had to hold myself. Literally, just that I wasn't a cat person.
That's
and
all it took?
The cat shelter called up and said, Ellie's going on the radio and saying that. People aren't going to want to adopt cats. This wasn't in the Sunny Coast.
Did they realise you're not an influencer?
No.
You're a de-influencer?
I know, right?
Like, if you talk about stuff, it doesn't go well for the people that
I
you
know.
Talked about.
It was bizarre. So, anyway, back to...
Let's go through the
cats
list.
Cats are mean.
The caller advised that their cat was being mean to them.
Okay,
I get it.
Let's go down the list then. So these are more calls that they got over in Canada to 911 that really shouldn't have happened.
An individual called 911 asking for help on a math equation as they didn't want to fail their test in the morning.
You're smart. Do you know any Pythagoras theorem? Sine, cos, tan. Which one do I need?
Imagine.
I got a protractor here. Do I need that?
Do you guys offer free tutoring at 911? Just wondering. That's a doozy. What about this one?
An individual called 911 to report that somebody had thrown their ice cream on the ground.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a crime?
Totally.
Who? Don't be wasting that.
Give us whoever you can. Police? Yeah. Do you need police, ambulance, or fire? Send them all.
All three.
It's Boysenberry Swirl, for goodness sake.
Oh, you'd be calling the cops.
I would. It's my favourite
flavour. That is your favourite. The number one, they listed these from 10 to 1, and this was apparently the worst call they received.
911 dispatchers received a call from an individual reporting that their tambourine was taken from a party they were at.
As a tambourinist in the Year 7 band, I'd be mad about that too. I'd be calling the cops. Yeah.
Could you tambourine properly or were you just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Oh, yeah. Did you steal it from the party?
Maybe. I was the culprit.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
I was chatting to a friend on the weekend and she said, hey, have you guys ever eaten dog food before?
What are your friends? Who are your friends? You have some weirdos.
I was like, nah, man. I don't think I have.
Can you eat it?
Have you? And she's like, oh, I might have eaten some the other day.
Some? Not just one?
Well, just one, kind of. She just got a new dog, right? Like she's got this little puppy running around, adorable little thing. And she's been spending a lot of time with the puppy, as you do.
Yep.
The other day, she was eating lunch at the same time that the puppy was eating its food.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the puppy was eating and managed to spill a little pellet on the floor,
yes.
A little dog pellet situation.
A little nugget.
Yeah. And so she's picked it up. And you know how, like, you make space on your plate when it's empty and you chuck something there and be like, oh, I'll just take it to the bin when I...
Yeah. Yeah.
When I go and empty the plate. She did that.
Yeah.
And then she forgot that that was dog food. And so she's cleaning the plate like, oh, just here, I'll get that last bit of food. Chews on the dog pellet, swallows it, realizes what she's done.
No, you know instantly.
She ate
surely.
It. She said she knew instantly, but she still swallowed it.
Oh, see,
she's
here
like,
we
oh,
go.
Well, it's halfway down now. I've done the hard part.
You
hit
spit
the taste
it out.
Bud.
As soon as you know it's dog food, you spit it out.
Well, the thing was, the interesting part of the story was, she said it wasn't that bad. She was like, you know what? It's edible. It's not as good as a barbecue shake.
Yeah, it smells all right. I feel like the dry food smells okay.
Yeah.
Cat food, no good.
My dog food for Simba is human grade.
Yeah, I know, because you spend a fortune. You're using everybody's email addresses because they give you a bonus if it's your first box. And so you're going around going, hey, I haven't used your email address yet. I need to buy some luxury dog food with it because I can't afford it at full price.
Literally, my brother-in-law just got a new girlfriend. Mm. And on the first night we met him, what's your email address? Anyway, it's human grade and I would absolutely eat it.
Sunny Coast. $50 deluxe gift card up for grabs. It's usable at places like BCF and Cotton On, etc. 545-11919. Have you had dog food before?
Yeah. Are you like my friend? I should name her. I'll message her, see if I can name her.
Oh, good.
Give us a call. Keane's in Sippy Downs. Keane, have you eaten dog food, buddy?
Well, okay. I'll put two things down. The first one is on a current affair when I was a bit younger. There was a guy that was on there saying about how hard it was on Centrelink and on the pension, and he pulled out a can of chum and he put it in his bowl and he put tomato sauce on it and he ate it. And this is on national television.
Oh.
You know what? I'd rather eat it without the tomato sauce.
Yeah, I know. But I remember watching that going, Mum, is this real? She's like, yep. The guy's really eating chum.
Oh, gross.
I was gross. And then one time, there was a kangaroo, with kangaroo the jerky for the dog.
Yeah.
But I thought it was, because at the time my wife was doing beef jerky and kangaroo jerky, and I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. And then sure enough, she told me, yeah, that's for the dog. And I went, but it didn't actually taste too bad. But then when she told me it was for dog food, that's when I started spinning it out. I was like, no, I can't take this.
Keane, that's when you put tomato sauce on it, mate, and you keep going.
Apparently that fixes all.
anyway.
Good on you, bud.
That was really on a current affair. Guy chum saying how hard it was.
We'll have to check it out. Great call. Thanks, buddy. We'll go now to Abby in Biwa. Abby, have you eaten dog food?
Unfortunately, I grew up the youngest of five siblings, and I was a massive dibby dobber. And my older brothers and sisters' way of getting back to me, they used to hold me upside down by my feet and let me eat cat and dog food.
Oh, no! That is torture!
Abby!
Abs!
What was your favourite, though, dog or cat food?
Look, I can't remember. I was quite a few years ago, but I do vividly. It wasn't even like dry food. They used to make me eat like wet food as well.
I reckon if given the choice, I'd go dog. Because I feel like cat would be a bit
probably.
Fishy.
And my dog, she spoilt rotten shit. Human food, but yeah, no, it wasn't. I wouldn't say I'd do on my own.
No, that's, you know what, Abby, that is a very fair thing to say.
Abby gets her siblings around every Christmas day and they're recreated.
Yeah, payback.
Good on you, Abs.
Thanks,
great
Abs.
One. Reese in Mooloolaba, have you eaten dog food?
I have actually, yes. Would you like to hear the story?
I'd love to hear the story.
Yeah, so when I was living in New Zealand, I was coming over Australia to live my sister through a going away party, and so we had a few beers with me and my friends, and then she decided to bring out some food and some nibbles, and she brought out crackers and cheese and dog roll, which was on the crackers and cheese, but none of us other than her knew what it was.
We all ate it. It's like a pate?
Yeah, but it was actually dog roll, and she was sitting there laughing her head off. We didn't know why until we finished it all, and then she told us it was dog roll.
Oh, my God! Gross. Not a funny joke! That's poisoning!
Bless my sister, yeah.
Did you ever get her back for that race?
No, probably because I moved to Australia and didn't go back after that, so yeah.
Yeah. He's moved country.
But,
it actually tasted all right at the time, but I don't know whether it was the alcohol or not.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, the Earth has been talking about global warming for the last 25, 30 years, right? Everybody's going, global warming is getting warmer, things are happening.
So true.
What are we going to do to combat it?
The Earth's like, oi guys, can we turn down the heater?
Ooh, it's getting a little hot in here. Guess what? Mulaney has had the fix the entire time.
Forget aircon.
Yeah.
Because Mulaney allegedly has an ice box, right?
We heard about it last week. We had Terry from Caroy, Sarah from Sippy Downs, and we even got Tugboat on the show yesterday to talk about it. This Mullaney ice box, it's apparently this just extremely cold stretch of road that actually used to be quite slippery as well if it was in winter. Not great if you were on a motorbike, according to Tugboat, but we thought we'd have to check it out.
Yeah. So this morning we got the sea ute and we travelled out there. Have a listen.
Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, boxy. The Mullaney ice, ice, boxy.
Okay, we have come to Landsborough and we're heading up the road to Mullaney.
I'm excited. I've brought a couple of beers with me, ready to crack some cold ones.
I brought my skis, so I am ready to ski down this icebox.
What are some skiing terms that you know?
Snow.
Oh, you're not shredding up? You're not shredding?
I am looking to shred some power.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
power?
Powder.
Of course.
Yeah.
See, I don't know these things because I've never been to the Mullaney Icebox.
Shout out to Sarah from Sippy Downs and Terry from Caroy who have brought our attention to the Mullaney Icebox.
25 years living on the sunny coast. Apparently, I'm not local enough to know
it. Never heard of it. Absolutely not.
All right. We think this is where it is.
We think we're getting close. It's already dropping. We're not even in the thick of it yet. I'm going to keep it as a surprise for you. I want to see how low this gets.
Oh, my goodness. This is too much.
Just wind your window down and just enjoy the frosty air.
Okay, all right.
Ooh.
Oh, there's the old dairy.
Yes.
We got told it was near the old dairy. It feels frosty.
32 degrees was the original temp.
Mm-hmm.
We said that it needed to... There we go, it's hit 27! It's hit 27 degrees!
You were not reading about it!
It is officially the Mullaney Icebox.
Oh, frosty!
5 degrees cooler than everywhere else.
What a treat. Science. The effects of a mountain on the temperature. Who would have thought?
Eat our dust, Livio.
Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, boxy.
Mullaney
ice, ice, boxy.
Too cold. Too cold.
So there you go. It is 100% a thing.
Just after we turned the mics off as well, we got to a sixth degree. Like one more degree cooler.
Yeah, when we got all the way up to Mullaney. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So
what
good.
A phenomenon.
Coldest place on the sunny coast.
Yeah, next time you're in your cars, check it out for yourselves.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Taz, I am dating a bloodhound.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Simba was a cavoodle.
Okay, creepy that you think I'm dating my dog, but I see how you would think that given the bloodhound.
Well, you let him
comment.
Lick food and stuff off your face. Like, I've seen you two.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So Dan,
he is
a bloodhound.
He's a bloodhound.
So anything that goes on in the house, he's aware of.
Yep. He's one of those super observant people.
Mm-hmm.
So he just knows everything in his surroundings.
You also have no poker face.
Yeah, right. And I am the complete opposite because I have absolutely no idea what's going on around me. I just walk along in my own little world.
La, 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 la.
If you see me on the street, you will notice that because I won't notice you.
Yeah.
But it's his birthday next week, and I have been planning his birthday presents for the last, month.
Yeah.
Since Christmas, pretty much. And we live together, and so getting the presents and hiding the presents is so difficult.
That's fun, though. Surely you've got a spot that he doesn't go to. Have you got, a room or a side room or a cupboard? Or
not really. He kind of goes around the whole house.
Have you not got an Ellie zone, a spot, a desk that you it's just yours?
Not really. I've got a cupboard.
Desk.
Oh, the spare. I utilize a lot of the spare room with all my clothes.
Okay.
But he still goes in there.
So you've got hit him a couple of things.
And
so you've hidden a couple of things right now at home.
I've scattered them around the house.
Oh, so you don't even have one spot. That's the problem. You should just put all your eggs in one basket.
No, I think I need to do the opposite. Because he's so observant and he's a bit of a snoop.
Yes.
If he finds
one. He's not going to ruin it. He's not.
Well, they're unwrapped.
Oh.
They've
You're
been
asking
coming.
For it. Wrap them.
I know, but I've been meaning to, but I didn't have any wrapping paper.
Don't you have hours every morning before you go to work and he's already gone?
Yeah,
but
I didn't
presents.
Have wrapping paper and Aldi didn't have it.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to Silly Solly's to get it. And then Silly Solly's did have it, but by the time I'd walked to Silly Solly's and back, it was out.
I think.
So I didn't have time.
If you said to me and you said, hey, Taz, I've got a birthday present for you. Please don't open the bottom drawer in my desk.
Oh, that just will make
and
him
I'd
want
go,
to do it.
I go, no problem. I respect the game. I want to be surprised by the present. I don't want to ruin it.
He doesn't. He's not. He doesn't like surprises.
5 years old?
He wants to be Snoopy.
Dan, you grow out of that pretty quick.
But it's kind of been fun trying to best him, you know, like trying to beat him at his own game.
Is he looking for presents? Like actively?
I don't know. No, I don't think he's... No.
He will now.
He will if he's hearing this.
Okay, Dan, how many presents have you got at the moment
five,
at home?
Maybe.
You've got 5 different presents.
Yeah,
at
like
home.
Some big ones, some small ones.
Give us one location right now.
No, I couldn't.
You can. Sunny Coast, we want to hear it.
Well, he's already seen 2 that are in my cupboard.
So you're already 2-0
down. But they're both wrapped. The ones he's seen are both wrapped.
Give us a location of an unwrapped present. I trust Dan. Dan will know to not do it if he's listening. Give us one location. Don't tell us what it is. Don't ruin the present, but just where it is. And therefore, then you have to report back on Monday whether he went to the spot or not.
One present. Daniel, you switch off this radio right now. It's hiding in plain sight.
Actually, give us 3.
3? No, I'm not giving you 3. What is this? What? I don't have to answer to you.
I want
to
know where they are.
No, I will give you 1. It's under the sink. It's under the kitchen sink.
How's he not looking there?
Because
that's terrible...
it's hidden in plain sight.
No, that's a terrible place.
It's under some sponges under the sink.
Dan is the cleanest person I've ever met. He is lifting sponges, Ellie. Not you. You're not lifting sponges. You're like, wow, nobody ever goes under the sponges. He does. You've got to think
camouflaged.
Like Dan.
It's camouflage.
You've never done any cleaning with the sponges.
Oh, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Sunny Coast, I just found something out about our lovely Ellie that everybody thinks is amazing and sunshine and rainbows.
I've never done this before.
Lied? No. Turn my mic on. Turn my
we
mic
We can't
on.
Hear you. We can't hear
no, we
you.
Can.
No, we can't.
Ellie lied.
I didn't lie.
Yes, you did.
I didn't lie, Taz.
Yes, you did.
I
Thank
just,
you.
You asked me before where I've hidden one of Dan's birthday presents, my boyfriend, because I'm scared of he's going to find them.
You've hidden presents all over the house. Mm-hmm. I said reveal one location on the air. You go under the sink in plain sight. Mm. We then go into ads. During the ads, you go, it's not actually under the sink. Ha, 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 I can't risk it.
I can't risk it.
Ellie.
I have meticulously planned this.
The Sunny Coast is listening right now. We want to know where you hid a present for Dan. Dan will play along and he will not go to the place. Don't lie this time.
Under the bed.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Vandal,
oh,
up next. You'll
you.
Never know.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All right, let's play. Vandal. It's our favourite radio game. There's a mystery song. I don't know it. Ellie doesn't know it. And hopefully you don't yet either, Sunny Coast. We're going to play it layer by layer. Drums, bass, guitar 1, guitar 2. And then if we're really bad, we will hear the voice cover as well. We're going back to the 80s today. They've given us a 1981 song. So if you know your 80s music, you'll be able to help us out. And maybe if you beat us, 545-11919 when you think you know what the song is.
Yeah, today says easy, which is good because the last few days have been ridiculously hard.
Yeah, but there was one that they said was easy and it was...
Not.
Not.
Yeah.
So let's not trust that.
Okay, all right, let's see how we go. Layer number 1. Surely not. Yeah. That's too easy.
Come on. Oh. I mean, we're all thinking the same thing, aren't we? 545-11919. Let's go to the phones. Is this Rochelle?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Rochelle. We've only heard the drum layer so far.
Yes.
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
I think we are too, but it's probably not. But I thought I'll stuff it. I'll give it a go anyway.
Yep.
Love that.
If
Love
you
that.
Take a guess, I can guess it into the app here and we'll see if it's right.
We Will Rock You by Queen.
We'll
Look, that's,
you.
I think, what Taz and I
that's
have both
I think,
gone
too.
To. Oh!
Surely not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. We're going to need to hear more.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, good that we've eliminated that. Now we can all
yes.
move on
oh.
and see what's next.
Because it was right. so obvious. Thanks, Rochelle. Have a great arvo.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
No worries. All right. Layer number 2. Very similar. Rochelle's still there.
Da-na, da-na,
are you still
sorry.
Do you know that's okay? Do you know what that is now?
I thought I'd actually gone.
You're still on the radio, baby.
How
girl.
Phones work, Rochelle, is one of us has to hang up. What's that song?
Oh, you don't know it?
I know.
Oh,
I mean,
I've got it.
On my tongue.
I don't. I did. I wouldn't have got the artist.
Let's hear another layer.
Except for the remake of it that happened with a very popular artist.
I can hear the song.
Can you think of the lyrics?
No.
If you can think of the lyrics, you'll have the song title.
How am I not getting it? Okay, let's go down the line a bit further then.
Daniel in Watala, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know what this song is?
Suzy Quatro. I Love Rock and Roll. No. Yeah.
You have the... I believe you have the song title, if I'm correct.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Love Rock and Roll. 1981. Well done, Dan.
Well, it was Suzy Quatro, but she's the singer, isn't it?
Well, look, yeah. What Bandle says is Joan Jett. But do you know what? When I think of this song, I don't think of the Joan Jett version. I think of the Britney Spears version.
Oh, no. You've ruined a perfectly good song. Come on, take it.
CFM.
I'm just really excited about the story I'm about to tell.
You are. You've been like
funny.
A kid. You said, Taz, I've got this headline and I'm going to do it on the show. Do not click on anything that says the term cyber fart. I was like, I don't think I was going to. Like, what?
Look,
I think that was a problem.
Clickbait usually annoys me, but today's it got me good and I'm glad I clicked on it. The headline is 25-year-old sentenced in world first cyber fart case.
Is this like a smell-o-vision situation?
What do you mean?
Like, has he farted into some sort of device that then comes out the other end?
Interesting. You assume it's a he, Taz.
Oh.
A 25-year-old woman has been sentenced.
I almost swore. That was how surprised I was. Because you have been telling me for the last 18 months since I've known you.
The girls don't.
That you don't.
I know.
Which is crazy.
She's really letting you all in on a few secrets here.
Yeah.
So what she's done, what cyber farting is, for those who don't know, is she's bombarded her boyfriend's ex-partner with a series of videos showing her passing wind. The actor's...
Excuse me? Hang on. So, firstly, step one in cyber farting someone, you have to film yourself farting. Then you send those videos to someone online that you don't like.
Yep.
Is it just, I don't want to know. Actually.
You don't want to know?
I don't want
to know. I've got all the details, so
okay,
please, feel free to.
Hold my questions until the end.
Okay, Rhiannon's her name. She's the one who's been sentenced, Rhiannon Evans. So I'll give you the legal jargon, if you like, what the prosecutors have used. So imagine being a prosecutor, like going to law school. Like it's a legitimate job.
Yeah.
Imagine being the one who gets the cyber fart case. Prosecutors told magistrates that Evans, a shop worker, first sent an inappropriate video to the defendant in which she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas. That is a direct quote
that was
from the prosecutor.
Court. Yeah. Why is she sending it to her partner's ex? Is she still with the person?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What's the partner doing in all this?
Weird.
Surely he's stepping in and say, honey, I love your fart selfies, but maybe don't send them to my ex. You know, maybe just send them to me. We'll keep it in between us.
I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing with that? Let's say you get sent videos of somebody farting. Like, that's not going
to
annoy me.
Well,
I mean, it's
going to
annoy me, but it's going
to... Well, the defendant has said she didn't feel safe in her own home receiving those messages.
It's a weird connection.
Yep. At the time she sent this video, she had some drinks and then sent them, understanding now that this has caused the victim some distress. So she's now, you know, saying she's sorry for her actions, but she also goes on to say, we live in a snowflake generation. I kind of get that.
Wow.
I mean, don't send them to your partner's eggs. But if you want to film yourself.
Yeah. She's kind of fluffing it up a bit, isn't she?
No. Oh.
What? I thought that was a good gag.
It was okay.
I'll try harder. I'm so sorry. Don't hurt me.
I'm just trying to think of one and I can't. Pop off, King.
No.
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 Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sometimes we don't get this radio show right, Sunny Coast. Sometimes we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We do phone topics. We hear people's stories. Sometimes we don't get to hear everybody that calls through.
Mm.
And sometimes those stories are even better than the ones that we put to air and we just regret it.
Mm.
We regret hearing from, you know, people from around the Sunny Coast that get to share their stories on the air. So this is why on a Friday, I'm thinking maybe we bring in a new segment
mm-hmm.
of people that just missed out earlier in the week.
Oh.
And we get to hear their stories.
Great. The ones we didn't get time for.
Totally. So earlier in the week, we were doing Loosest Claim to Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were talking about what's your loose claim to fame? People were saying, oh, my sister's auntie was a janitor for this person, you know, and they looked after their pet once and yep. all sorts of cool stuff was coming through the phones. However, there was a guy that called through. His name's James.
Hello, he's James.
From Maroochydore. He's on the line now. Hello.
Hello, Ellie and Taz. How are you going this afternoon?
We're well, thank you. Now, James, I was a fly on the wall of your chat with Taz after you called through the other day. And you sounded really, you know, upset that you didn't get your chance to shine. You said, my story is so good.
Yeah.
You guys, your loss. I'm not giving it to you for free. If I'm not going on the air, that's your loss. And we've been stewing on that for days thinking we could have missed the best story ever, Taz.
He then sent me a message later that night.
Did he?
And he said, tomorrow's phone topic, how about when haven't you made the cut? He messaged me personally. So we thought hashtag justice for James this afternoon. Apparently his story is so good and he will only share it on the air. So can we get some hype? Apparently this is the best story and we missed out. So Sunny Coast, sit back, relax. If you've got a bevy already, enjoy that. James, loosest claim to fame, take it away.
Oh, Taz. You know the story on radio, Taz, not to oversell something because people might be wildly disappointed by your unrealistic expectations of what you're putting there.
You're the one My that overhyped it, though,
like,
James.
You were like, I've invented a car that runs on water, everybody. What a disappointment. Anything I say now, people are just like, oh, well, that's not great. Okay, so let me just wind your break up a little bit further. Oh, my phone's on 70% charge. Is that enough?
Yeah, might have to plug it in. I hope so, because we've only got 32 minutes of the show left and we don't want to run for too long.
Yeah, that's understandable. I was just applying for a bunch of jobs in January and, you know, planning my Egypt trip, but no big.
James, the other day. Play ball, mate. Come on.
So the other day, it was kind of like that situation. Like, I call you guys all the time.
Yeah.
It was that situation. You're lining up for the Olympics. The race is about to start. It's your big moment. The race is, you get distracted by Instagram or something. And the race is gone. And then suddenly someone's like, oh, well, you missed out on the race, but you just want to jog on the spot?
What is this,
James,
your loose claim to fame?
James,
what is happening?
We want to hear the claim to fame, we've already done the backstory.
Okay, people know what's happening.
He's saying is the story's not good.
Yeah,
Taz,
I think
he's
so
backtracking.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
His big
My
words.
My claim to fame was you guys. That was the thing. And you piped it up like it's going to be the greatest thing in the world. So
James,
of course,
just pull back the radio curtain for a second. We knew that was going to be your claim to fame.
Sorry, stitched you up.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So good that it's a Friday. I've said to this whole Sunny Coast, whatever you're doing, if you're working a 9-to-5, just don't do anything. Do it on Monday.
Well, I mean, if
you don't need to work anymore.
Yeah, true. I've still got to. Yeah, okay, fair.
Crack a bevy, you know.
A lot of people, though, Taz, just starting work for the weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, if you have to work nights or weekends, go for it.
Go for it. Keep working then.
But if you're, I mean, I'd say the majority are 9-to-5.
I'd say it's like, okay, maybe the majority, but I don't think it's as big a majority as you're thinking.
Really?
I'm
thinking
it's like
60% work a 9-to-5.
Okay, yeah.
Roll the highlight tapes.
Okay.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tapes. 3, 2,
3, 2, 1. This week on the Ellie and Taz Show, we learned something very concerning about Taz's relationship with our listeners.
But I still have your chain, Tazzy, in my cupboard.
What?
Sorry?
But more on that later. For now, let's look at the first time we opened the mics this week. I'm going to kick off today's weather with a fun fact about the weather right this very second.
Yeah?
It's 30 degrees. Sorry. It's 20.
You're right. That was fun.
Damn it. I wanted this week to be good. Taz had come back from the public holiday fuming about the surcharges.
17%. I think they thought about the 15.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh.
Maybe that includes, like, the MasterCard surcharge that seems to be everywhere at the moment as well.
But I'm not paying with MasterCard.
What are you paying with? Visa?
Yeah.
Same deal.
Oh.
And we'll get back to the chain thing soon as well, but Taz's week really didn't improve from there. If you're going to call it Lou with a view, make it so you've got a view whilst you're peeing.
It's Lou and a view at the moment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, true. But it is all going to be redone. This
no, Lou
is...
or a view. Sorry.
You want to keep spitballing?
No, I'll shut up.
We came close to lifting our game and having a highlight for the week when I tried to squeeze a watermelon between my legs. I've laced my feet together.
Yes.
Like a crisscrossy situation.
Yep.
And now I'm going to squeeze.
3, 2, 1. Oh, nah.
Some juice came out.
From you or from the melon?
Some juice came, not from me, you sicko. From the melon. But the true highlight came when we tested the myth of the Mulaney icebox. Does the temperature on your car drop by 5 degrees on the road to Mulaney?
32 degrees was the original temp.
Mm-hmm.
We said that it needed to... There we go, it says 27! It says 27 degrees!
The Mulaney ice boxy. All right, we've been through the highs, we've been through the lows. Now it's time to reveal why a listener has Taz's chains in her cupboard. Maddie, tell us, how loose is your claim to fame?
Well, I wouldn't call it loose at all. I'd say it's a full claim to fame. I got to meet you and Tazzy.
Waiting for this.
See,
you guys think, oh, whatever, but I fan crush over you guys so much. You keep me going. But I still have your chain, Tazzy, in my cupboard.
What?
Sorry?
You gave me the gold chain. I met you guys probably at...
Friday, and I gave you the giant dollar sign gold chain.
I still have it, yes.
Oh, I am so glad you explained that. Well, I was worried Taz was chaining up our listeners. Like, that's not okay.
And then getting them to call us and compliment.
Yeah. So there you go. Taz isn't a serial killer after all, which was actually quite refreshing to hear, really. Make sure you wish him a happy birthday for Monday, Sunny Coast, as he turns the big 33.
33?
No, 32! 32!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.